Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now back to On the Block with Strick and Austin on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Rolling right along here in hour two of On the Block. Appreciate you guys going out of your way to find us here on stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter available for you, as well as Allo Channel 961. Sherry, appreciate you tuning in on Facebook. Josh, we have not talked about that, but stay tuned. We will get to that in our crossover with Old School. Jay Foreman should be in. We'll talk about that with him before we get to Thirsty Thursday to lead off Old School. I'm Moss Norman, Eric Strickland to my left, your right as you're looking at the screen. Stricky, a Big Ten opponent that Nebraska faced, that gave Nebraska a lot of fits, getting his jersey retired. Terrence Shannon Jr. is the player. Illinois' AD Josh Whitman came out today and said that Terrence Shannon Jr. will have his number in the rafters probably this next year, if not in the near future. Here's what Josh Whitman had to say. Obviously, Shannon doesn't meet the objective criteria that we have outlined for consideration for the jersey program, but I think we all recognize that without question that he was one of the top 10 players in America this year, probably one of the top two or three players in America. He had one of the greatest single seasons in the history of Illinois basketball, arguably the greatest season in the history of Illinois basketball. We all now understand that there were factors beyond his control that prevented those All-America votes from being where they needed to be in order for him to satisfy the criteria. And we're happy to make an exception in this case to recognize one of the great players that this program has ever seen. Terrence Shannon Jr., did he do enough in your eyes to deserve having his jersey number retired?
I understand. I mean, I understand that what they're saying. And we off air was having a discussion. I mean, you have to go back to 89. You have to go back to D. Brown. You have to go back to, what's my guy, Utah?
Darren Williams.
To really, so my thing is, me personally, I think Darren Williams had a better Illinois career.
Is that because he was there longer?
I think he showed and proved there. I would think you'd put his name in the rafters before you would put Terrence Shannon Jr.'s.
He's there.
He's in the rafters.
I found a list.
Okay, give it to me.
Here's the list. In terms of most recent to oldest. Kofi Coburn.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's understandable.
Ayo Dosunmu.
Okay.
D. Brown, Darren Williams, Luther Head.
Yeah, Luther Head.
Brian Cook, Frank Williams, Deion Thomas, Kendall Gill, Nick Anderson, Kenny Battle.
Yeah.
Both up there already. Ken Norman, Bruce Douglas, Derek Harper.
D. Hart.
Has his number up there. Eddie Johnson, Nick Weatherspoon. And that's all the guys from 1970 on.
That's a good list.
Is Terrence Shannon Jr. one of those guys, though?
See, that's what I'm... So here's my thing, and I know we're going to get into crossover soon, and I'll let Austin... I want Austin to really be able to dig a little bit more than I am on that, because I think this is just a product of the changes in the NIL era. I don't think you're going to see what you saw back in like 89, where this team that went to the NCAA tournament had a really good run with Nick Anderson as a junior, Kenny Battle as a senior, Lowell Hamilton senior, Kendall Gill junior, Marcus Liberty sophomore, and they also had Stephen Bardo, who was like one of their point guards. So five of those guys on that team played in the NBA, and three of those guys are in the rafters. It's going to be tough. Now, so here's the thing. We at Nebraska, they have a lot. They have guys in the rafters. We at Nebraska have five pros. Everybody on that list weren't, I don't think, like super All-Americans. I think Kenny Battle was. I think Nick Anderson was. I believe Kendall Gill was. Marcus Liberty might have been.
Here are the criteria that Illinois has to get on the
wall.
Hopefully this helps.
Yeah.
Six criteria. You just have to hit one of them. National Player of the Year, National Basketball Hall of Fame, Big Ten Player of the Year, Consensus First or Second Team All-American, Illinois All-Century Team, and then here's the nebulous number six. Individual whose pioneering efforts made a significant impact on Illinois and international basketball.
So, with that criteria, do you think Stricky would have fit on that one?
If you make the All-Century Team for Nebraska, you're on there, yeah. Then, yeah, there you go.
Significant impact to the program?
I would think so.
I mean, only Big Eight championship.
Yep. Freshman of the year.
Only national championship. So I'm just saying, I think to this day, just being honest, and this is no knock on Nebraska. This is not where I'm doing. I'm not coming at them. I'm just asking. I think if I played at Illinois on that criteria, I would have made it. But what I'm saying is, to this day, I still don't know the criteria for Nebraska.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Seems at like
least,
a problem.
At least they put that out. I mean, I would love to know what the criteria is for Nebraska. Yeah, it might be out there. I just maybe haven't seen it. But I've had talks with people, and some wonder. Is how you woke up on the side of the bed? Was your wife mad at you the morning that you decided not to put somebody on? I don't know. But is it out there?
I'm not seeing criteria. When I look it up for Illinois, I typed in the exact same thing as Illinois men's basketball retired jersey criteria. I did that same thing except Nebraska men's basketball retired jersey criteria. Illinois comes up with the list. Nebraska just has here are the four. Doesn't tell you what the criteria are.
Well, and look, I'm not advocating for
I
just gave what I gave to the program. I mean, even to this day, I wasn't a scholarship athlete.
True.
I gave what I gave, and this isn't me pushing. I'm just saying I gave what I gave to the program as a walk-on, basically. Non-scholarship athlete, but to have, like you said, impact to the program and internationally or whatever. I'm just saying.
I'm saying you're up there. I want to go back to your point, too, about the NIL era and really the one-and-done era. I think we can work this in as well. Terrence Shannon Jr. spent more seasons at Texas Tech than he did at Illinois. Made a bigger impact at Illinois than he did at Texas Tech. But Illinois didn't win a national championship. They made it to the Elite Eight.
Right.
Which is fine. Better than they've been in a while. But, okay, Elite Eight, congratulations. Your point, though, about, you know, does it take a 3 or 4 year career to place, you know, to get your number in the rafters? We might have to change how we think about that. Because you think about, like North Carolina, for example. Armando Bacot has a lot of records. You know, leading rebounder, played a lot of games. Also the losingest player in Carolina history over a 5 year stretch. Just want to throw that out there for no reason at all. Actually, there's a lot of reasons. Anyways, like Armando Bacot is an all-time great by the numbers at North Carolina.
Yeah.
But won't reach the criteria to have his number retired. Do they make an exception for him because he played 5 years in the NIL era versus Zion Williamson at Duke, who had probably the greatest freshman season in the history of college basketball. By player efficiency rating, Zion Williamson had the best season of any college basketball player ever at 18 as a freshman at Duke. Well, guess what? His number's not going up in the rafter because he only spent 1 year there.
That part.
Zion was better than Terrence Shannon Jr. was.
No question.
By the numbers. Made more of an impact, I think, on the game of basketball than Terrence Shannon Jr. did. But is there a difference in standard between what Duke chooses to do and what Illinois chooses to do and what Nebraska chooses to do and what Vanderbilt chooses to do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Don't know. Don't know. I mean, look. That's what I'm saying. What is the criteria? Nebraska. Like, I can understand why they put T. Lou up there. I mean, the man had, he was an all first team selection, drafted first round, won a championship in the NBA as a coach. And so I get it. You know what I mean? I don't think he's ahead of me in scoring over the career. So like, I'm interested. Please, somebody from Nebraska over there down at, you know, the Hendricks Center, let me know what the criteria. I just want to know.
Who's in charge of it?
Yeah. Who makes the decision?
Seriously. I did see this on Duke because you had me curious. We talked about it off air a little bit too. Where is it? Though there are no official criteria to have a jersey retired at Duke, a player must achieve at a national level. Or National Player of the Year or National Defensive Player of the Year, set an NCAA record, win a gold medal representing his country in the Olympics, or earn All-America recognition. What distinguishes Duke's retired jersey set of players from many other schools is the one criteria is that no jersey will be retired at Duke unless the player has earned his degree.
Love that. Love that. Therefore, that's going to eliminate Zion until he either comes back and gets his degree. That's an automatic elimination.
Marvin Bagley in that conversation as well. Shoot, even like Jahlil Okafor had at the time a great freshman year. Tyus Jones, I would throw in that mix as well, just on the Duke basketball side of things. But interesting discussion. Good for Terrence Shannon Jr. I don't want to begrudge him anything. I mean, he did have a really good year. His numbers, just for reference, over last year, shot 48% overall, 57% from two, 36% from three, 80% of the free throw line. Averaged
24?
Yeah, 27, 5, and 3 per 40 minutes. So congratulations to Terrence Shannon Jr. if and when that does officially happen. He kind of strikes me as like maybe like Lance Jeter-ish. Illinois Lance Jeter. I don't know. Just kind of a thought. So good for Terrence Shannon Jr. We'll go to break. When we get back, we will address Augie's comment on YouTube. We'll bring Jay Foreman in, talk a little Husker football to round out the show next.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
Wow, gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.